أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه فأعرض عنها ونسي ما قدمت يده إنا جعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن تدعوهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 57, 58 and 59 of Surah Al-Kahf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues the discussion of those who denied the Qur'an, the disbelievers, those who did not believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat asked the question, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمْ, who can be a greater transgressor, a greater wrongdoer, مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّي, than that person who is advised, that person who is given the advice from the ayat of his Rabb, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا, then he turns away from it. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala primarily is speaking about the Quraysh of Makkah, and then every other person that denied this Qur'an, that person that did not take heed of this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So number one, they turned away from this advice of the Qur'an. وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَى, and he had forgotten what his hand has sent forth. In other words, the kufr, the shirk that he has sent as a treasure of ill and evil for him in the akhirah, he has forgotten all of that. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّا, Allah says, when he turned away from Allah Rabbul Izzat, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala placed on their hearts akinna veils, أَن يَفْقَهُوهُ, so now they would not understand this message of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرَى, and in their ears Allah had placed plugs. In other words, now they would not be able to hear this message of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The result of all of that is, وَإِن تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَىٰ, and you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even if you call them to hidayat, you call them to guidance, فَلَيَّهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا, they will never find guidance, they will never find the right path ever. Allah had given chance upon chance. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent, like Allah says, وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا, through time and time again, Allah Rabbul Izzat sent Quran, different examples. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to them. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam invited them. وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ. Now Allah Ta'ala speaks about one quality of Allah, and that is the rahmah of Allah. Allah says, and your Rabb is al-ghafoor, is all-forgiving, ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ, Allah is full of mercy. Now on the one hand is the mercy of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah. On the other hand is the arrogance, the stubbornness of these people that are not believing. So Allah says, لَوْ يُؤَخِذُهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا, had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taken them to task because of their doings, because of their earnings, لَعَجَّلَ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ, then Allah would have hastened in the azab. But because Allah is Ghafoor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one of Rahmah, so hence Allah gave them respite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a chance. The Rahmah and the mercy of Allah, Allah Rabbul Izzat sent Hidayat. Allah gave their hearts the capacity to understand all of that. بَلْ لَهُمْ مَوْعِدْ, Allah says, but for them is a promised time. لَيَجِدُوا مِن دُونِهِ مَوْئِلًا, and when the time comes, they will not find any escape. None will be able to escape the azab of Allah. In the context of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the battle of Badr took place, how could they have escaped all of what happened? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed it clearly in the people of the past. Allah says, tilkal qura ahlaknahum lamma zalamu, that these people of the habitations of the villages, when they had committed zulam, وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا, then for them also we had the appointed time of their destruction. And in that way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had destructed. So here again Allah Rabbul Izzat reminds us that this hidayat comes down in the form of Quran, it comes down in the form of the teachings of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, take heed of the message of Allah, and let us become obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.